USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said on Thursday that there were indications Iran, or the forces that it backs, may be planning additional attacks, and said it was possible that the United States may have to take preemptive actions to protect American lives. Defense Secretary Esper reminds everyone on Fox News.
We, of course, support a strong, prosperous, and independent Iraq. We respect Iraq's sovereignty, but at the same time, we're going to defend ourselves and our interests and our people in Baghdad.
This as another 750 troops are heading to Iraq. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for shocking action against the United States. North Korean news reports that Kim has declared himself no longer bound by his pledge to the United States to halt missile tests and plans to make the U.S. pay for the pains suffered by North Korea under sanctions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Israel's leader is making some legal moves in advance of another national election. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will seek immunity from corruption charges, likely delaying any trial until after March elections, when he hopes to have a majority coalition which would shield him from prosecution while he's in office. Netanyahu was indicted in November on charges of accepting bribes, fraud, and breach of trust. After failing to assemble a governing majority following back-to-back elections last year, he gets a third shot at staying in office in March. This latest announcement essentially turns the upcoming election into a referendum on whether Netanyahu should be granted immunity and stay in office or step down and stand trial. A recent poll indicating a majority of Israelis oppose giving him immunity.
Analysts are expecting auto sales to be over 17 million vehicles for the fifth straight year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Department of Homeland Security is looking into new laws in 11 states that allow illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses without proof they're in the United States legally and restrict data sharing with federal authorities. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf on Fox News reminds everyone,
anytime we reward illegal behavior, illegal activity, that's problematic for us. And what we have seen, particularly on the border, is that encourages more populations, more individuals to come here illegally.
Wolf is requesting a department study on how the law affects its enforcement efforts for both immigration and other investigations into human trafficking, drug smuggling, and counterterrorism. For the third time, New South Wales is declaring a state of emergency as firefighters continue to battle over 100 fires in Australia. Here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King with more on the story.
Wildfires raging in eastern Australia have killed at least 7 people and destroyed more than 200 properties. Firefighters in New South Wales have been battling blazes for months during a prolonged fire season. And as of early Wednesday, more than 2,500 firefighters were trying to contain 112 fires that burned throughout the state. New South Wales police said 3 bodies were found Wednesday morning, increasing the death toll to 7 in the past 3 days. A volunteer firefighter died when the truck he was riding in flipped over due to winds caused by the fires.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.